Flood on the plains. The sky is massive in West Texas. It seems to go on forever, stretching out as far as the eye can see, and eventually meeting the dusty landscape in a far-off horizon. When you're under that sky, there's a sense of insignificance, a feeling that you matter about as much as the scrub brush. Maybe that's why the Texan identity has always been so outsized. It's a way for the citizens to try and measure up to that vast sky, to prove to themselves and the universe that what they do has meaning. Maybe that's why the bonds of family seem to be a little bit stronger. There's a pride of familial continuity, even if it doesn't necessarily have anything to do with you. My mother's side of the family was from Sweetwater, a town right in the midst of West Texas. Growing up, I had a friend who was a direct descendant of Sam Houston, the legendary politician who brought Texas into the United States, served as governor, and opposed secession prior to the Civil War. She was thrilled by that and wore it as a badge of honor. Texas is a place where the recognition of that distant relation helps to define you. The neo-Western hell or high water understands that, and a lot more, besides. We're introduced to the Howard brothers. There's Toby, Chris Pine, a divorced father of two. He's behind on child support payments, and he wants to do the right thing by his ex-wife Debbie, Marin Ireland. But we sense that he can't quite get his act together. His older brother, Tanner, Ben Foster, definitely doesn't have his act together. He's an ex-con, and he enjoys the ladies, a cold beer, and extraordinarily poor impulse control.